Let's talk about those 7 quick tips on how to get a date. Do a friend a favor, share these tips.
Yes, my first one is to go to a conference with like-minded singles. An example would be the Heart of Dating conference that's actually going on this coming weekend in Orlando, Florida. It's Saturday, February 12th to Sunday, February 13th. And you go in person if you live in Florida, or you can join virtually and you can listen to some amazing speakers about dating, relationships, all great things. There's also the Young Catholic Professional Conference coming up in April. Actually, it's April 29th to May 1st in Frisco, Texas. Another fantastic place to meet Catholics who are mostly single.
Hey, no getting frisky in Frisco.
I love it. And then my next step is to say hello and start a conversation with someone new every day. This, I want you to get out there, I want you to meet new people, and I want you to strike up conversations with people, because the more people you talk to, the easier it will be to talk to someone who you find attractive. The third tip is to say yes to someone or ask someone out who may be different from your typical type. That might be hard for you, but I want you to start thinking out of the box and actually going on dates, and this is one of the ways to do it.
It
will help. Number four, instead of spending your social time at restaurants, bars, and or clubs, go to events. It's very easy to get in the whole route with your friends of, oh, we go to this bar all the time, or we go clubbing on the weekends, or we go to restaurants and do dinners with the girls or the guys. Those are not places where you are going to meet singles who are out, or people who are eligible to be your next girlfriend or boyfriend. Don't go there, go to events. And this is number five, but some great events would be connect with your alumni network. Number six, join Meetup and explore your interests there. Those are other great events. And a funny little story, my husband Dan and I went to an 18th century dance class meetup once. We were just preparing for we wanted to see if we wanted to do something like that at our wedding. And I was so surprised that there were so many young single men there. I was not expecting that. They even outnumbered the ladies.
It is true. You can go to some of these dancing places and you might be surprised by the number of people who are there looking for a date. It's exciting to kind of see that there are lots of things that you can do. And can you explain for those who don't know what Meetup is?
Sure. It's an online forum, basically, where you create a profile and then there are different, you put in the area that you live, and there are different groups. You can search for different interest groups that are nearby you. There's hiking meetups, there's 18th century dance class meetups, basically anything under the sun to do. There are people who are like-minded and you can join that and do outings together.
Very cool. Okay, what's that seventh tip? Have I missed it?
The seventh tip is, if events are not happening in your area, some places like Canada are still really locked down, you can join all of the matchmakers' databases around, where in whatever city or town you live in, just search for matchmakers in your area and or do a membership with one of these matchmaking companies.
Fabulous. Okay, those are your 7 tips for how to get a date. Do a friend a favor. Get this podcast at relevantradio.com/trending or wherever you catch your pods and share it with a friend. It'll be available later tonight if you're listening live. So please, this is the podcast. You have a child who's single, pringle, ready to mingle. This is it. And, you know, you can just say, hey, heard this, thought I might share it. It's not assuming anything. A friend, a family member. This is something good to help the little love and romance in people's lives right now as we approach National Single Awareness Day. Okay, Christina, we have tons of questions coming in. I want to take at least a couple of these here. Okay, Isabel is asking on Instagram. And by the way, if you have a question, the number is 1-888-914-9149, or you can ask live now on my Instagram story. Follow me at Timmery. That's TimmeriE, and we will take your question. So Isabel is asking on Instagram. She said, I've liked a holy guy for a while and we have a good friendship, but he's never asked me out. Should I just move on at this point, or should I be the one to ask him out?
Ooh, that's hard. I would say I never advise women to ask men out directly. We actually did a panel of men called a mannel once with live. It was with 5 or 6 men, and all of the men on there said, because we had a whole group of women there asking questions, and that was one of the questions, and they, all of the men, and they're very different kinds of men, different ages, just very different. They all said, just don't ask the man out. It takes away their thunder. But you can encourage him in certain ways of, you could say something, you probably know him, so you know that he doesn't have a girlfriend. But if he knows you're single, he should be the one doing it. It's, Kimberly, what do you think about that one?
Oh man, okay, so I am old fashioned. I really do. I want to be asked as the female. However, here's the one context. If they have a good friendship, and I know a lot of people tend to be scared, you know, at a certain point, you might even ask, I don't know, maybe, and this is something to pray about, would you be interested in exploring possibly dating, or do you think that would ruin the relationship? It's something to throw that out there if you have a really good relationship with this person, friendship. But I do err on the side, I would not be the one to ask someone out.
And right. That's perfect, just, because you're not asking, you're not advising to her to ask him out. You're just saying, is this something that we can explore? And then he can ask Isabel out if he wants to. That's perfect.
Okay, this is a really fun matchmaker question. So give us the secrets here, Christina. Okay, Miss Caitlin Artuno on Instagram is saying, I thought of one. Okay, so here's the deal. What are some things that you look for that would make a good match? Or how do you get a good feeling about a certain match? So what should people look for, essentially, in terms of how you kind of look at a match and you're saying, oh yeah, this could be a really good person, or this would be a really great date for these two people?
Yes, well, our 3 deal breakers, before we even just select matches, they have to match on these 3 categories. So they have to both want to get married. They both have to want children if they're going to be a good match, or not want children if they're going to be a good match. And then the third thing is they have to be religiously compatible, or they have to be compatible in faith. So those things are extremely important bottom line deal breakers that we use. And above that, we do look at physical attraction, what people say, the kind of people that they're attracted to, but also who that person is. And if that person takes really good, works out a lot and takes really good care of his or her body, and they'll want to be with someone similar to that, is very athletic and very lives a fast paced life. They want to be with someone similar. So we do look at lifestyle as well. And there is an element though that is a matchmaker gift, that we have this spark feeling about certain matches that go above and beyond the stats about someone. So yeah, faith is very important though, and faith and attraction are pretty important.
Fabulous. Okay, Christina, when someone comes to you, another question, when someone comes to you to be match made, what's their maybe like biggest go-to question? And maybe I am kind of putting my question out there as well that I would like to hear answered. You know, answer that first and I'll ask my question.
Okay, can you just say that once more? That first
Yeah,
question?
What's the most common question? Someone comes to you to start being match made. Okay. What's their kind of number one question for you when that begins?
Oh, their number one question. I guess they want to know how soon they're going to meet matches. It's probably how quick it's going to go. That is what they want, because most people want to get going.
Okay, Lucy on Instagram is asking, why haven't I been able to meet someone? I'm 30, I'm single, and you know, this is the boat that a lot of women are in today. What's right. Your answer?
Yeah, well, the past 2 years have been very difficult to meet someone. I hear this day in and day out when I'm meeting with our members, and it's hard to meet people in person. That's why it's good to work with matchmakers if you can. And it's important to make love a priority in your life. It sounds like it is in your life, and maybe you focused on your career or schooling. A lot of people, women who come to us, had done that, and men as well. They focused, they wanted to get to a certain level in their career, and then they thought that love would just come effortlessly, but it takes time and it takes being a priority in your life for it to actually for the right man or woman to come into your life. And the Lord wants you to make time and make space in your life, whether it's setting aside a night a week for going to an event and not working overtime so that this can be a real priority, and taking care of yourself and getting enough sleep, and all of those things go into the being a good match for someone as well. You may already be doing a lot of those things, but just continue. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Mm-hmm. Einstein says that. So whatever you're doing, shake it up, work with a matchmaker, do something different. That will really help to usher in the right man into your life.
Those are words of wisdom from Christina Pineda, celebrity and royal matchmaker, also matchmaking us lowly peasants. So check them out, matchmakersinthecity.com. We've also tagged them on Instagram as well. Christina, it's been great talking with you. So excited for next time's tip. She'll be back. She's a regular here on Trending. So if you have a question for her, we will file it away for next time. We'll be right back here on Trending. Don't go away. And please, if you haven't already supported Relevant Radio, you can donate now, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, 1-877-291-0123.